Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Parker and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 20 through 23. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because of her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give to you." When I read this gospel, it reminds me of the different ways the Lord wants us to bear fruit. It reminds me of all the different things that may come in our life, that come into our path, that will help us to bear fruit for the Lord. When Jesus speaks about a woman in labor, I often get the idea that something new is being born, something new is happening, that there's new life coming out of a moment, great anguish, and that the Lord is speaking that after the time has passed, that they don't even remember the pain that they were going through. And the Lord is, in the end, relating this to the cross. That the Lord is relating this to the cross in a way that Jesus suffered and died for us. That Jesus went through excruciating pain so that he would bring forth something new. He'd bring forth a new life. And this is what he's speaking when he talks about the grief. His heart hurts for us. And there are moments in our lives that we may be struggling to get through it, to do all the different things. And I'm reminded as a child, I was always told just to offer it up, that Jesus died on a cross and to offer it up. But I think this scripture passage speaks the other end of it, that we do the hard things because we know that in the end, there will be joy, that in the end, we will see Jesus once more. All of our questions will be answered and that we won't have to worry about the things of the past. That when Jesus comes again, all the different things that are on our plate won't matter anymore. All the different struggles that we've been dealing with, that we've been suffering with the Lord in, won't matter anymore because it is the time for rejoicing. It is the time to live in the identity as sons and daughters of God. And we can begin to do that now. Jesus speaks that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. As a kid, I asked God for a lot of different things. I asked for a bicycle. I asked for different video games. And I often didn't get those things. But when I prayed for the things that I actually needed, when I sent up prayers that were about things that I needed in my life to grow closer to God, he always provided. And so, leaving today and into the weekend, it's good to think about how we can live as sons and daughters of God, how we can live in our identity as God, that whatever we ask the Father for in Jesus' name, he will provide. Maybe we need to have more peace as we go into a busy weekend. Maybe we need to have more joy as we work with others that may not see eye to eye with us. Maybe we need to have more love for those around us that we need more love in our hearts for. Whatever that is, we can ask God to provide the gifts that we need to get through those moments of sorrow or of anguish. So Jesus, I pray that as we reflect on this scripture, we would live in our identity as sons and daughters of God. That we live with a renewed mindset that whatever we ask of you would be given to us. Jesus, we also pray that you would protect our joy. that any joy that you have given us, that you would protect it, that it would not be taken away from us. That as we step into hard moments, as we step into times where we may struggle, we would be able to experience your joy and that no one would be able to take it away from us. It's in your most holy name that we pray. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 20 through 23. Again, my name is Jack Parker. To learn more about the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.